the question was asked, we're supposed to try and make all our day a day of holiness and growth, and yet there are places and times where we're not supposed to think Torah. So how are those supposed to be areas of growth? So the pasuk says, "Bechol derachecha da'eyu, know Hashem in every way you go. Bechol derachecha, and all your derech and all your paths, da'eyu, know Hashem. Vehu yeyasher ochotecha, and then Hashem will help your paths go straight." So Chazal said, in everything we do, we can do it l'shem shamayim, for the sake of heaven. A person goes to sleep. Well, if he's going to sleep because he's tired, so that's one thing. But if he's going to sleep and he says, I'm going to sleep so that I'm going to have the strength I need to get up and do the service of my Creator, then even going to sleep is a mitzvah. And if a person sits down to eat and he says, yummy, I fill my stomach, let me eat, so then he's just eating. But if he says, I'm going to eat in order that I'll be able to do the will of my Creator, after I eat, I'll have the strength I need, so then even eating is a mitzvah. A person is going to be intimate with their wife. Is he going because he enjoys it, or is he going because he has a mitzvah to do? So he's going to tell his wife, give me a second, I'm going to make a blessing, I'm going to say l'shem yichud. She's going to look at him and say, I'm the object of your mitzvah. No. So part of the mitzvah is to make her feel desirable. Part of the mitzvah is to make her feel like he's excited over her. It doesn't contradict. Where do we see if it's true or not? Well, if a person runs down to eat, and he sees that if he's going to take a second portion, other people won't have. So if the whole reason he's eating is because he needs the strength to learn, then he realizes that the next guy needs the strength to learn too. So he's going to look for a solution that's right. Now, a person doesn't have to be under pressure because of this. A person will take time off because he needs the time off. There's nothing wrong with taking time off. This doesn't mean that the second I'm finished the meal, I'm going to run up and learn again. Maybe I need time to breathe. Maybe I need to go for a walk. Maybe I need to shut my eyes. Maybe I need some leisure time now. But if I'm taking the leisure time in order to learn, then my leisure time is a mitzvah too. So a person goes to use the facilities if that's what he needs to do, and if that's what allows him to continue being healthy and move on in life and do the other mitzvot he does. So that's supportive of that. And that's all part of Bechol derachecha da'eyu, to know Hashem in everything we do. That's what the pasuk says. B'shochbecha tishmor alecha v'akitzota yitesichecha. When you lie down, the Torah watches over you, and when you wake up, it's the first thing you talk about. You're not talking Torah the second you open your eyes. Right. But as the Ibn Ezra wrote, he says, go to sleep with the fond memories of your love of Torah and wake up with anticipation of the new love connection you're going to have of Torah. That's in the realm of learning Torah. There's also other mitzvot we do. It's not just Torah. There are a lot of mitzvot we do. But that's how we're supposed to. It says in Shulchan Aruch. That's how we're... It's in Shulchan Aruch, but it's from earlier sources that if we run our day that way, then everything we do is a mitzvah. A person goes to work, the Chafetz Chaim writes. He has to work 12 hours a day. And that leaves him with 1 hour to learn Torah aside from running his family and sleeping and taking care of what he needs. But if he's saying, I'm working these 12 hours so that I could support my family, so that I could learn, so then it's like he learned all 12 hours. That's what he could do. So he's doing the maximum he could do. It's not one formula. We live in life. Things are dynamic. People have different responsibilities. Life brings upon us different challenges. Fine. But a person can still be doing mitzvahs his whole life. There's a famous medrash about Metushelach. That when Metushelach... I heard it quoted in the name of the Medrash, and then I saw it written in the name of Rav Salant. So I don't know if Rav Salant quoted a Medrash, because someone told me it's a Medrash. I don't know if it really is. I saw it from Rav Salant, that Rav Salant said that Metushelach would have 3,000 holy thoughts when he would stitch someone's sandals. So Rav Salant asked, what 3,000 thoughts can you have? What holy thoughts can you have when you're stitching a sandal? What were the thoughts? What kavanah was he supposed to have? This stitch is in the shape of the Yud of Hashem's name. What thoughts can you have? What does that mean? So Rav Salant said, when you're stitching sandals, it takes skill to make it tight enough that it should be comfortable to wear. Not too tight so that when the guy runs with it, it won't tear. If it's too tight, then it'll tear more quickly. You have to get it exactly right. That's the art of knowing how to stitch a sandal. Well, those are the 3,000 kavanot. When he would stitch, he would be thinking, how do I make this the best sandal for the user? Those were his thoughts as he was stitching. That's the 3,000 kavanot that made him a holy person. So that's an important concept. When I'm doing this act, I have to be focused on how to make this act the right act. When Yaakov Avinu is watching the cattle of Lavan, he says, "Hayiti b'chorev achalani, hayiti b'yom achalani chorev. All day long I was consumed by the heat. V'kerach b'layla, at night I was consumed by the ice. V'tidat shnati me'enai, I lost sleep from my eyes. For all these years I've been taking care of your sheep." From Yaakov Avinu we learn what it means to be a good worker. I did the best I could, your sheep. Anochi achatena mi'di tevakshena. He tells Lavan, did I ever tell you, I'm sorry, one of the sheep got eaten by a lion? I paid for any lost sheep. Yaakov Avinu said, when I'm watching your sheep, I'm doing that in the best way I can, and that's called being a holy person. So in every area of our life, it's not just Torah and mitzvot. When we do the supportive roles, that's also a mitzvah.